This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witt. It's really great to be with you today. Well, being a Christian is not always an easy thing, is it? One minister said that many Christians look like they've been baptized in vinegar. And what he meant by that was that circumstances wear some people down. They're not always that happy. And maybe they think that being a Christian is all about being a perfect life. But there's no such thing as a perfect life. God has designed life so that we experience the whole gamut of life. And so joy, well, what is joy? Well, let's think for a moment about the Apostle Paul. His life, as we read in the New Testament, was no piece of cake. Paul didn't live in luxury, he didn't wear silk robes. In fact, we read that he spent 4 years in jail. That was 2 years in Caesarea and 2 in Rome. And the charges, they were unjust. He was shipwrecked on the way to Rome. He was chained to bodyguards 24 hours a day. He had no privacy, and yet this man could say, I rejoice, and I'll continue to rejoice. So that's an amazing thing. How on earth could he say something like that? Well, in Philippians chapter 1 from the New Testament, we read certain things that give us a bit of a clue. Paul said, I am in prison because I am a servant of Christ. So what did he prefer to do? Would he prefer to be out and be an evangelist, I guess, and share his faith with people? Or would he rather be in prison? I don't think any of us would want to be in prison. But there it was. Paul used the time that he had there to write actually much of the New Testament that we had. And these experiences, I guess, have helped us today to understand more about Paul. What he actually said, what's happened to me, meaning in jail, has actually served to advance the gospel. And in fact, he said that to many people as a result. He said the whole palace guard, the people guarding him, and all the others here know that I am in prison because I am a servant of Christ. So it's the same man that could say that we know in all things God works for the good of those who love him. I think Paul knew what was important. And he said that it doesn't matter. He said, I'm happy about it. As long as Christ is preached in every way, whether from right or wrong motives. He said, I will continue to be happy. And I'm reading verse 18 there from Philippians 1. So what did it matter? He said, as long as Christ's name is promoted. He could have said, well, you've all ripped me off. Someone else will become famous because of what's happened. No, there was no vindictive nature here. He didn't say, wait till I get out of this jail. But no, he had joy. He experienced something that we find difficult at times. And it's actually something like what Proverbs 3:6 says in the modern translation says, in everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. That's Proverbs 3, verse 6. Interesting, isn't it? In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. So I think that what we need to learn is what is important. What are the things in life that's trivial or insignificant? Paul was able to say, I know that through your prayers, and he's talking to his supporters here, and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what's happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. Now, isn't that a remarkable and positive statement? Jesus helped Paul cope with the situation of being in jail. And sometimes, whilst we have not, many of us not been in jail, of course, the daily grind of life can wear you down. So it did seem obvious that Paul understood the big picture. He said, in fact, writing to his supporters, what is life? To me, it's Christ. Death will bring more. But if by continuing to live I can do more worthwhile work, then I'm not sure what I should choose. He said, I'm being pulled in two directions. I want very much to leave this life and to be with Christ. That's a far better thing. But for your sake, it's far more important that I remain alive. So Paul understood what was necessary. So he understood that God had a purpose. And of course, that directed all that he did. So isn't it true that we need to understand, and we could fulfill that sentence, for me to live is, I wonder what it would be, to serve Jesus or to serve ourselves. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you today for Paul, who understood what was really important and what wasn't. Help us, Lord, to turn adversity into advantage in all we do. And I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.